Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, 'cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need. Sleeping well through the night, and sometimes I don't know if I wake up alive. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic for those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah.
Indeed, hallelujah. What time is it, family? It's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in. And I declare this will be the best 15 minutes of your week in Jesus' name. Let's get it started. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. That's F-R-E-E-L-U-N-C-H and prayer, A-Y-E-R.org, and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's begin in prayer to our Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, Father, friend, counselor, advocate, we thank you for being such a good, loving, and faithful Father to us all, young and old. We open our hearts and minds to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through your word. We welcome you into this power message, giving you all of the glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say amen. Glory to God. Well, we've all had the interview questions where they ask you, well, tell me about yourself. Why should we hire you? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? I will have you to think that if you don't have a 5-year plan, you aren't someone they should hire, or as the old cliche goes, if you're failing to plan, you're planning to fail. Today, I feel led for you to let go of the five-year plan and choose the God-approved plan. The title of today's message is Choose the God-Approved Plan. Say it with me. Choose the God-Approved Plan. One more time. Choose the God-Approved Plan. So first of all, there's nothing wrong with having a plan. What is a plan? According to Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, a plan is a scheme devised, the form of something to be done in the mind, an idea expressed in words or committed in writing. The concern is whether or not your plan or your devised scheme existing in your mind includes God or has been God approved. What is a God approved plan? Well, I'm glad you asked. Historically, the Bible tells us God's plan for the earth included man. In Genesis 1:26b, giving man dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. It also goes on to tell us in Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, for you to have an expected end. 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as thy mind, will, and emotions, your soul prospers. So, plan has always included man. And so it only makes sense that man's plan should always include God. The God-approved plan includes God in your planning. God has always had a plan for each person. So he'll give you the plan as you continue to look up to him, diligently seek him, and trust God to guide and direct your path. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Let go of the five-year plan. Say it again. Let go of the five-year plan. Let go of thinking you have to have a five-year plan or that there's something wrong with you if you don't have one. You don't have to get married and have kids by a certain age. You don't have to get that promotion by a certain date. You don't have to get a new house by a certain time. You don't have to have all of the answers. You just have to know to go to God for his plan for you. God's plan was for each of us to have a relationship with him. And as we daily spend time with him, he'd share God-approved plan for us. When you choose to stay in constant contact with your Heavenly Father, you'll always have a plan and you'll always be making progress. But know this, it could take longer than 5 years. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story to find someone who devised a scheme in their mind, and let's see their outcome. So our Street Love Bible story is found in the book of Genesis. I'm going to read verses 31 through 38 in the King James Version. And the firstborn of Lot said unto the younger, our father is old, and there is to us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also. And go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters child by their father. In the words of Marilyn Hickey, yuck, yuck. Verse 37, and the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Ben-Ammi, the same is the father of the children of the Ammonites unto this day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's summarize what we just read. So Lot had two daughters who couldn't see a future because there were no men around. So they let go of the five-year plan, getting married, having children by a certain day. They instead devised a scheme in their mind, and they didn't seek God's guidance on the plan for their future. So now, today, we are dealing with the repercussions of these two ladies of their not God-approved plan with the Moabites and the Ammonites who reside in modern-day Jordan and Iraq today. We are still dealing with five-year plan and choose the God-approved plan. Sister Shelley's street love personal story. Well, I always wanted for my kids to see me get a degree, but I didn't know how to or know what to major in. I was a single mom raising two kids, and it was very difficult. But I remember fear sinking in because I had to choose a major my employer would pay for. And as I looked at all of the curriculums offered, I bowed my head and asked God, what major should I choose? And immediately, I was a kid again, remembering a vision God had given to me as a child. Some refer to it as the fish dream. I was awake and all of the furniture was intact, but the most beautiful rainbow fish were floating in the room. When I shared this vision with my mom, she said to me as a kid that it meant I'd be a fisherman of God. I thought, well, I'm in business school. How can I take ministry classes? And the Lord said to me in my spirit, choose marketing. Well, I really didn't want to choose marketing because marketers were people who try to sell something. And the Lord replied, choose marketing. You'll market Jesus to the world. You see, Street Love family, I had a plan and I didn't know how it would work. And it took me over 16 years to get my bachelor's degree. But when I chose to look up, seek him, and let him guide and direct my path, God shared his God-approved plan that he had for me. And Street Love family, he'll do the same for you. You got to look up. You got to diligently seek him and trust him to guide and direct your path. Let go of the five-year plan and choose the God-approved plan. Selah, pause and think on that. Conclusion. Letting go of the five-year plan is just a matter of letting go of the world's way of thinking you have to plan. It's great to have a plan. It's great to be a planner. The message God wants you to get is just choose to include God in your plan. We should be going to God daily. He has a plan for you every day. look up to him, diligently seek him, and trust God daily to give you his God-approved plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Choose the God-approved plan. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you listening and you would like to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. I confess him as my Lord. I have a second invitation. That's for those who have received Jesus at some point in their life, maybe as a kid, maybe last year. But today you want to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess to God whatever you need to, and I'll pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm praying for the Street Love listeners who want to rededicate their life back to you. They backslid, they fell, and now they are standing up for you, saying, I want Jesus back into my life. We are believing right now, as they confess their sins, that you are cleansing them and making them white as snow, removing the un and making them righteous right now. And we are thanking you right now, done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We believe that right now, those who received Jesus and rededicated their life are back in right standing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All those who received and dedicated their life to Christ, I have a free gift for you. Just reach out to me on my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let me know you received Jesus for the first time or that you rededicated, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Glory to God. To our announcements, I'm here every Monday. I have a new message every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. All the messages are available. All I ask is if you could share them with your friends and loved ones, because they're just 15 minutes. Glory to God. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share and partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. So if you are a church or you would like for me to come to your church and bring the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach, just pray on it together and make it happen. To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org and make it happen. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, I've given you the message for this week. I want you to let go of that 5-year plan and start including God in your plans. Choose God in your plans today by choosing God's approved plan for your life. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray vehemently, but toward you, and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you, Street Love family. Remember, street love begins with you.